Welcome back to the Mel K Show. We are coming to you live from Gotham City while we await Batman's return. No, we're not.
I don't think he's coming.
It is March 30th, and we are coming to you live from Planet Chaos, trying to make some sense of the madness. And I am here with the best partner for the worldwide Patriot road trip and the sanest man in every room. Thank you for joining me, Roberto. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Mel. We had a nice long road trip. We were in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You gave a fantastic speech. Jim Brewer killed it, and it was just a fun event. And then we spent some time in Austin meeting with some amazing patriots. And what we've continued to say and continue to experience is that we meet people, like-minded people everywhere. And we are winning. People are seeing what's going on. But there's so much to cut through that you know, we're always trying to put it in context and kind of dial back the fear and give people that hope as well as conviction to push for what they believe is true, which is probably reality.
Well, reality these days is subject to extra, you know, there used to be trust but verify. Now it's like verify. I don't know about the trust part, but reality right now is what it is. But what we are trying to do is to maintain a level of dealing in facts, dealing in truth, and understanding America is seriously in danger and by design. This is not new. This is many, many years. Robert and I were just talking about the Bezmenov interview back with G. Edward Griffin, when Bezmenov, if people aren't familiar, he's a KGB agent that defected to Canada, and he talked about a plan to subvert the United States without firing a shot. And apparently almost everything that he discussed and warned us of has come to fruition. And by 2023, we are in a world where there are people that are so demoralized, dehumanized, programmed, and have been completely taken to a level where no matter what they see, facts, truth, data, just even if they were taken, like Bezmenov said back in the day, if they were taken to a concentration camp in Russia and saw what was going on there, they would still deny their existence. And we kind of are at that place where there is a segment of society that is completely and totally subverted. And I don't even know what to say about that. We've had a very, very rough week with another school shooting. And again, the language that is being used, in my opinion, and I'll get your take on this, Rob, there's two pieces to this that are very disturbing. First of all, nobody's talking about, or I don't see many people talking about, this advent of deranged psychopaths going and shooting up children's schools. Where these people are obviously unwell and everything, but the fact that they're choosing children, and then within 20 minutes of one of these shootings, you have Obama come out and say the biggest killer of our children are guns, and then it goes around the entire Twitterverse, the entire media, the entire everything. Guns are killing our children. Guns are killing our children. Psychopaths are choosing children as targets on purpose over and over. And it seems like, where does A and B begin and end? Because the truth is that we are totally ignoring the lawlessness, the lack of accountability and responsibility for criminality in America. We are ignoring the out of control, insane mental health issues that we have going on. You can see them everywhere. Rob and I, you know, we've been all over the country. It used to be in the inner cities. You'd see so many homeless and mentally ill. Now it's in everywhere, rural, suburban, like places with barely any people. You're still going to find a nice handful of homeless, mentally ill drug addicts all over this nation by design. And I'm still asking, where is the outrage about that?
Well, I think that one of the reasons that we were talking about the Bezmenov and the kind of the plan, the communist Marxist plan to take over, is because the information is so disturbing. And what it does is it pulls you into, it's like transshooter. And all of a sudden you think like, oh, you know, I'm so, you know, you can get so angry that they're, that what they're saying, but we have to kind of keep our wits about us and understand that, that they're using language, they're using these issues as wedge issues. And they're not, there's no critical thinking about, well, you know, why is this really happening? Because guns are just, they're no more dangerous than cars or swimming pools or hammers, or, you know, you have to use it in a way that that causes harm. So yeah. A lot of, you know, children are dying in a much higher rate from cars. Should we, you know, eliminate all cars? Well, they actually would want to do that. How about swimming pools? Should we eliminate all swimming pools? You know, you're not allowed to swim. But the point is that they're using this issue to create division and confusion, and primarily to try to get our guns away from us so that, that we don't have the ability to defend ourselves, you know, in a kind of a natural law way, or to defend ourselves from a potentially tyrannical, you know,
potentially
government, or, you know.
I'll go farther than that, because I always do. And I really want to be honest here. And everyone's got to understand this. This has nothing to do with guns. Okay. And I will say that over and over until I'm blue in the face. People have to know Hitler defunded the police so that his brown shirts could go around and beat and torture and maim and throw people on trains without being impeded by actual police officers that were serving the public. This is exactly what's going on here now, because as they want to take our guns, we discussed this morning, 61% of Americans feel that the FBI has been weaponized against the people. More than that, believe that the DOJ is weaponized in a one-party system that is completely politicized from the top down. We've had our police defunded. We've had bail laws changed that people don't stay in jail if they're ever charged at all. In New York, Alvin Bragg only charges 60% of the crimes that come in, and you literally have to either have raped or murdered somebody to get any kind of jail time anymore in New York City. And the murders have to be really, really egregious, it seems, because we keep having people shooting people arrested and finding out they've been arrested sometimes 10, 20, sometimes over 100 times. Yep. So, you know, they create it like in the Bezmenov document, but in other documents, in some of the CCP stuff that they've talked about infiltrating our country from within. And the other countries, we know also from a lot of the tactics of the color revolutions, which is what I believe we are in. But again, we have to remember the only way that they achieve the one party, top down government, communist socialist control that they want is to disarm the law abiding citizens, because they're never going to disarm the criminals. And they are systematically destroying and weeding out the cops and the first responders and the military that are true patriots that value the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and their fellow man. And we are at a place where the guns are the last thing they need. And the other thing, Rob, that is being said out there, which I want to point out, if you look on the Twitterverse, which everyone knows that I was kicked off of Twitter the day after January 6th, I believe my last tweet, I shared Donald Trump's tweet. But as everyone else got back their Twitters, I did not. And a lot of people did. And that's great. But it is interesting to start from zero, because I really do. I kind of lurk around and people don't really bother me. And I have to tell you, the rhetoric online is shocking, especially on Twitter, because it has become a debate even on the right. OK, even on the Republican side, where it's like Republican, Democrat. Republicans don't want to take the guns that are killing the children, because it's not the people, it's the guns. And the Democrats, you know, it's the Democrats want to take our guns so that they. The truth is, 30% of American citizens do not vote, do not care, are done. They believe that our government is so corrupt that they'd rather live their lives outside of the government. We also have libertarians. We have just as many independents as non-voters, or, you know, they decide at the last minute. We are not talking about anything having to do with the fraudulent uniparty delusion that there are two separate parties that are fighting amongst each other. It is just division. It's divide and conquer. What is really going on is that most people that do not trust the government, which is a government that has turned into a weapon, as we've all seen, we have a one-party DOJ, and they're not the party of JFK Democrats, folks. Most of the people that were standing outside yelling and screaming with Ilhan Omar and Presley, and I don't know, that guy from New York, what an embarrassment, who I thought was going to beat up Massey, and I think Massey should have filed assault charges. But, you know, that's me. I think, like, you know, let's see what the Capitol Police really are all about. But regardless of that, it's not Republicans that are standing by the Second Amendment. It's a lot of people throughout this country that believe that that is the most important of the amendments. And without the Second Amendment, the First Amendment is gone as well. So the whole Republican Democrat coming into this. So first, it's about our children, which, you know, why are these shooters all targeting our children? And again, I'd like to see the shooter, Rob, we talked about earlier, get the same scrutiny as innocent people that marched outside peacefully from January 6th. Have they gotten all her text messages, all of her email correspondence? I know we're going to see a manifesto. I don't believe for one second the FBI is showing us anything real or that's not redacted or rewritten. That's just not where we are in America with when it comes to that. But have they gone through all of her, where she was, all of her geo-tracking data, everything that they've done to innocent grandmothers who were standing outside the Capitol and have been arrested and their doors kicked in by the FBI? Because I will tell you right now, it's the concept that they're picking children at elementary schools over and over. And then the rhetoric that comes right from Obama and the top is about guns killing our children. We need to take the guns because of our children.
Well, you know, that plays on, I mean, it's a very emotional, when you talk about children, that's something that can bring people together, right? So so it's an emotional trigger they can use for their narrative. And the Republican and Democrat thing, and it's interesting because sometimes, you know, when we meet with our parents and their friends and, or, you know, and a little bit of the older generation, they're still think in terms of the two-party system, Republican, Democrat. And one of the things you always talk about is when you talk about these things and when you organize, it's really a more of a we the people type of or common sense approach to decision making or however we want our society to look like. By creating these labels, that creates further tribalism and division, and it's kind of hard to breakthrough, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, I was really disgusted by, I don't even know his name. You know, thank God I vote in Florida. but he's a New York person that's new, obviously, Democratic Socialist of America guy. As everyone's standing outside there with Ilhan Omar speaking about gun control, Democratic Socialists of America, I want to remind everyone, the Workers' Socialist Party of Germany was actually what the Nazis were. So these people are no different. Go look up Democratic Socialists of America's website. That is AOC, Presley, this bully, all of these people standing outside yelling about taking our guns and also saying that guns are about hunting. You know, no, guns are about protecting all the other rights. OK, and I know too many people, not just from January 6th, but we know mothers and fathers who were put on a list at DHS for showing up at school board meetings. We know that the transgender are having Trans Day of Vengeance and have put up many videos of them training with guns and shaming and calling out Christians and Republicans somehow and all of that. The whole rhetoric of Republican, Democrat, listen, they're all in on it, okay? And the bottom line is we know who's fighting for us. Judge every politician by their actions, but also judge them by their alliances. Are they members of the Democratic Socialists of America? Do they show up every year at the Communist Party of America galas like Blumenthal and Warren? I mean, do they associate with a lot of these groups? Do they show up and speak at CARE meetings? I mean, you know, are they members of any of the groups funded by the Open Society? And if they are, you know their goals. So again, we keep playing along. And I'm telling you, I just was disgusted by this guy bullying Massey in his face, yelling like a bully. This scares me. This behavior is so ugly. I said nothing about guns or anything else. And every response was, you stupid Republican, you stupid MAGA, stupid Republican. I didn't even mention any of it. I have a very small account because I started over. So it's not nobody that really probably knows the Mel Kay show, you know, and I'm telling you, it became right away Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat. It's the biggest lie in the world right now. And
well,
it's
going
to destroy this country if we don't start admitting that the entire structure, the entire DC is a captured operation funded and controlled by an oligarchy of billionaires that are not aligned with the United States or we the people.
It's very likely, based on all the information that we know, that that is also being manipulated, right? And we know the algorithms also try to create this, kind of fighting, because engagement is what they try to get, because that drives more clicks and more views and ad dollars. But there, it's not all about the money. It's about the division that they're trying to create in this country as we move through this, in no uncertain terms, color revolution. Again, going back to the Bezmenov document, the plan. I'll just it's a 15 to 20 year plan: demoralization, destabilization, crisis, and then you go back to normalization, so that people can kind of take a breather. And they feel like, oh, things are getting a little bit better. And then you get hit with it, some more. And it's a cycle that is trying to change the whole dynamics of the society, which allows the powers that be to take control and take control of all the resources, like in a communist model.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely true. And we are definitely dealing with that. It's kind of also a scenario right now where everything is doublespeak. Everything's upside down. And it's very much the entire left is running by, and it's not the left. I really do believe that these people are what Bezmenov and Mao and Hitler and all of them would call useful idiots, because they don't even know they're, we talked about earlier, and it's worth repeating what actually Bezmenov said about destroying America from within, without firing a shot, because he talked a lot about ideological subversion. And he said what it means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite an abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interest of defending themselves, their families, their community, or their country. He goes off over saying that this is called the Great Brainwashing, and it's the first stage of taking that. This is a whole plan by the KGB and the CCP is a very similar one. What's it called? Silent weapons for something wars. I can't remember. I'm so sorry, folks, but most of you know that out there. But basically, it's about taking out America without firing a shot. And don't get me wrong. America's done that. I've talked many times about Colonel Aquino and the psychological operations and the evolution from Operation Paperclip through our own government of MKUltra and other mind control experimentation, and then massive mind control, and then mind control through multiple facets, which we saw a lot of that put into play during the COVID as well, the great brainwashing and propaganda machine. But he calls it the great brainwashing back there. And he said that takes 15 to 20 years. And I would ponder when we really started to see this giant change. I believe that it was before 9/11, and 9/11 was part of the big sweep. But I have to tell you that he goes on to say that it takes that amount of time, minimum number of years, to re-educate one generation of students that is normally exposed to the ideology of its own country, and change that ideology into thinking the way that the enemy would like them to think. He goes on to talk about how he uses the example of the 60s hippies, and how those 60s hippies that were already indoctrinated with Marxism, Leninism, all that stuff, that they ended up being the people in power, i.e. the Saul Alinsky crew and the Weather Underground in the 80s and 90s, as we see with Hillary Clinton and others. So, again, we are dealing with the demoralization, and that's already passed. He also goes on to say,
so just on the 60s, I just wanted to mention, so, it was like free love, free sex, whatever, the use of the drug culture, and, the destabilization of the family, the more free thinking. So they start to plant these ideas. And like on the surface, these ideas, you know, don't seem horrible, but then the way that they subvert and change people's way of thinking is really, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's kind of brilliant and it's very long-term thinking. And that's why we need to be smarter and we need to have a long-term view of how we counter this.
Yeah. I mean, he goes on to say, and I'm reading this because it's so important that you understand this started a long time ago, because we've been around. I just spoke at a large event for a big retirement community, because I like to speak to everyone and kind of get it, because I really want people to understand we have to give up our sides and our affiliations and really just stand together as Americans, or we're, I feel like, in danger of losing our sovereignty and our national identity and our country on a massive scale. That is my opinion. I think that is what's going on here. And but he says that about how they brainwash people on a grand scale. He says they are programmed to think and react to certain stimuli, i.e. school shootings, i.e., you know, the Dobbs racism decision, Black Lives Matter, George Floyd, or any of these things that then set off a massive shift and a massive amount of violence and hatred and chaos. So he says they are programmed to think and react to certain stimuli in a certain pattern, like Pavlov's dog. You cannot change their mind even if you expose them to authentic information. Even if you prove that white is white and black is black, you still cannot change the perception and the logic of their behavior. He says demoralization process, once implemented, is irreversible. He said, actually, that process of demoralizing America was already complete, he's saying, in the 80s.
Now, one of the things he did say is that until, you know, the only way that people wake up from this is if it really hits them, you know, where they live. So and we're seeing that, right? We're seeing people, like, even in the last few years, people who would not have understood, comprehended, or been thinking critically are starting to see, whether it's because they lost their job or because they lost, you know, a loved one, or they became sick, or they see what's happening to their children. You know, all of these things, you know, hit people really close to home. And that's kind of a wake up call. And that's important.
It is. And I would honestly, anyone that's out there, you can Google it. It's out there. G. Edward Griffin, you know, he's been on the show. He's an amazing guy. He opened my eyes a lot to the fraud and the crime that is the Federal Reserve, as we're dealing with that right now, too. But I just want to end with this, what Bezmenov said. And you have to go look at this. Bezmenov. Just Google it. You can watch the whole interview. It is shocking to watch it and then see what's happened to our nation now. I am under the belief that there's this globalist communist plan, and anyone can debate it, but go look at any of the United Nations Hydra, you know, octopus tentacles, because the United Nations is completely controlled by the communists on the highest level. And we're not sure which ones. It does appear that the globalist communists are not really on the same page as the Russian and the CCP at this point. So they seem to be having problems with each other, while they're deciding what should happen to the 8 billion of us from their top-down totalitarian future, you know, digital dictatorship, which is why I have high hopes that they will be failing, because it's just there's too many chinks in their armor. But I do want to finish with this last thing and we'll move on. Bezmenov says, as I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore after the demoralization phase, which he claims in this interview already happened. Okay, so we're talking, several decades ago. He says, a person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I showed him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him a concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it until he receives a kick in the fan bottom. When a military boot crashes his balls, then he will understand, but not before that. That's the tragedy of the situation of demoralization. And he goes on and says the next phase is destabilization, which takes 2 to 5 years. And in that level, destabilization, that is when they target the essential infrastructure of the targeted nation, the economy, foreign relations, defense systems, military, all at one time are forced to become destabilized, The third stage is crisis, which we have had nonstop since 2000. And then after a crisis, he's saying it could take only 6 weeks to send a country into crisis. The crisis would bring a violent change of power, structure, economy, followed by normalization, which you're talking about, Rob. That's when the country is basically taken over, living under a new ideology, a new reality, and the people just give up.
Yeah, the way, I mean, that plan was put in place, you know, I don't know, 50 years ago, or whatever it is. And the Chinese have had their plan. The globalists obviously have their plan. I'm sure they work on these plans to improve them. And so it seems to me, if I kind of look at the rhythm of the things that we're living through, is that there's this, like I said before, it's like a loop of that plan, but it's like accelerated and it's happening all the time. And so it's very so you're incrementally grabbing more people, but at the same time, they've accelerated it so much that you're also incrementally kicking people in the rear in a pretty massive way. And so so that's kind of why I thought it was really important. And when we talked earlier, that because there's so much information and a lot of it, you have to really dig through. And whenever you're ready to go to the new TikTok bill, because I think
it's part of this. Yeah, I want to go to that. I wanted to say, Rob, because you're saying this, and I think a lot of people out there might be thinking this, you know, at a time when they are expanding the government, and we'll get into it. We just saw the Twitter files again. I warn everyone that all because the powers that be and the ownership changes hands of something. I still have seen no evidence that the intel agencies, the NGOs, the dark money funded useful idiots, the bots, the foreign influence is gone from any level of any of the social media platforms, including Twitter. You know, Elon Musk has a lot on his plate, folks, including his Starlink that's surrounding the world and his AI. And, you know, I know he's stepping up saying we have to hold AI. Of course, he's the biggest funder from America and his Department of Defense contracts. Has he implemented taking out the intel agencies and the people that are spying on we the people through Twitter out of the thing? Because Rob and I pointed out right after this transgender shooter, anyone that posted anything about the transgender day of vengeance and all of the training videos with the guns and the gun shirts online. I mean, Katie Hobbs is a press secretary, put out a thing with guns right after. Anyone that referred to the transgender day of vengeance and the transgender memo and Joe Biden declaration in supporting transgenders, or they mentioned the video game that was put out not too long ago by the powers that be it's aimed at transgender and LGBTQ kids and activists that are gamers, that basically in the game they kill Christians and Republicans and people that are supposedly against gay rights, since nobody's really against gay rights. That's not the issue at this point. It is way more conflated and upside down what they're dealing with now. But I did want to just mention, while they're doing all this, they're also arming and training 87,000 IRS agents right after the Twitter files hearings, which were a disgrace as well. I'm sure most people know by now, IRS agents showed up at Matt Taibbi's house, who, first of all, was a Democrat. Second of all, is an independent journalist for decades. And third of all, was testifying for we, the people of the United States, to get information. Again, it was another hearing, another thing where the Democrats are pointing Republican, Republican, Republican. Both men who testified are lifelong liberal Democrats. Again, like Greenwald, like Naomi Wolf, but now they're all vilified because they're just talking common sense, critical thinking, and saving America. So right now, to the Democratic Socialists of America who've taken over the Democratic Party, you know, if you do anything or say anything against the globalist narrative that they're all being paid off for, you know, you are now suddenly a Republican. Watch the labels, folks. Watch the labels. They're all lies at this point. Republican to anyone on their side means evil devil that should be shut down and silenced. So they're calling now anyone, independent, not affiliated, non-voters, Democrat journalists that are now just being honest. I mean, any day now, they're going to call Bill Maher a Republican. So get ready for that. But as far as this goes, I do want to say there's been so many attacks. Defund the police and a bunch of these other measures were the beginning. But I hope everyone remembers when Barack Obama, whom I feel I can trace a lot of this to, especially since he was the first one to tweet right after this latest school shooting, that guns are the biggest killer of our children, which isn't true. And he's always been for that. He also, you know, has many times talked about his Marxist affiliations and his love of Saul Alinsky. And we know about his communist background and his CIA back. But, you know, you can't say any of that. But this isn't new. So Rob's talking about the Restrict Act. Pretty scary stuff, huh, Rob?
Well, what's scary is the way they use language and the way they package things. So, and also, if you look at the news flow, so basically what's happening is, remember, Trump wanted to ban TikTok because he said it was a Chinese spying operation, right? Yeah. And we've learned that there's a lot of spying operations in big tech from various, you know, entities, including our own government. So now we have this revelation that these may be spying entities, right? But at the same time, these entities are used to gin up division and anger and hatred, right? So then they can point to the dangers of these platforms that they're, you know, creating all this, you know, division and hatred and anger and so what they do is they say, okay, we gotta ban TikTok, but the language of the bill which you went through is not about that, is
it? Well, we'll go through it. But, you know, it's funny, Rob, I want to also say, and I want to warn people, first of all, everyone that watches me is awesome and smart and likes to do their own research. Start reading these bills. First of all, they're not being written by the puppets that you see on TV from DC. These people that are selected and put into office at this point are bought and paid for actors. They are written by think tanks, oligarch billionaire NGOs, and a lot of it by foreign countries that are funding a lot of these think tanks and NGOs. So, and of course, the untouchable law firms in DC that are also in New York City and Silicon Valley and other places. So, you know, it's really important that we start reading these bills, because I'm going to read some of this Restrict Act. Everyone should know about this. The first things I'm going to say about it too, Rob, which I want to remind people, most of the legislation putting in about guns, please, everyone, understand this. We had on a great guy from Colorado that we're working on that, and we'll have him back. But I want to be very, very clear. Read the gun legislation that the Democrats, Socialists of America, are pushing on this nation to take our guns, because like we learned yesterday, some of the legislation that's coming through is saying that they demand a 3-day waiting period. That's what it says on the cover of the bill. When you open the bill, some of these bills are only 5 pages, just go read them. You're going to go down and you're going to see 3-day minimum. And then you're going to see all the ways that they can stretch this time period out, stretch it out as long as they want. Then you go through the language and it's very vague what they will be checking.
So everything is subject to interpretation by the people that interpret.
These bills are so expertly written. I'm positive at this point. Most of this stuff is coming from the globalist entities that are, because what I've said to everyone many times, go to the UN, World Economic Forum, World Health Organization, IMF, World Bank, BIS, any of these NGOs that are linked to them, you're going to see the exact same language about global governance, which is one world top-down control. But you're also going to see language about misinformation, disinformation, controlling the narrative. All of this same language is across the board. So by the time it gets to our media and to our social media and to the influencers that are paid by our intel agency and our intel manipulators, it is literally the exact same language coming from Davos, coming from the banking cartel, coming from the fraudulent UN. So, and which is every, I tell everyone, every top agency at the UN, please go look it up. You're going to find somebody from the CCP. So just like the World Health Organization. So, you know, we have to remember they are communists. There's not good communists. There's also not good communists that want to control our country. What they do want is a one-party system. They already put in their selection of Joe Biden and the Obama-Biden regime and all their acolytes and their legal people. But that one-party system eventually will be controlled by them if it's not already. So we got to remember that all of the gun legislation, again, even the red flag laws, what I'm told is they are going to be saying, now we know that they're no longer considering transgender to be body dysmorphia. So they want transgender and transvestite and all these and all this stuff taken out of the DSM. So no longer is it a mental illness. OK, so that's one thing that they want to change. Two, they would like to label any, you can look at this up, a lot of the red flag laws bills are out there. They would like to label anyone that saw combat as a military vet as having PTSD, which then would trigger the red flag laws. But being a transvestite, a transgender, or having body dysmorphia, what it used to be called, is no longer considered a mental illness and no longer would trigger a red flag law. So, you know, you just really got to look at these bills before you say, oh, well, you know, I'm into, what do they call it?
It's just called common sense, sense reform, right? So, right. So if you talk to a normal person, you say, well, yeah, I think that someone who, you know, is a criminal, maybe they shouldn't get a gun.
Right.
You know, that's, you know, but that, so that, to like most people, you would say like, well, okay, you know, I mean, that's common sensey, so okay. But then they change the definition of what's a criminal, right? Because you're not a criminal, you're a victim, right? Because yeah. We saw that happening in New York where anyone who defended themselves from an attack was immediately thrown in jail. And
what about cops? Cops right, can't do their jobs in New York anymore. They're right. Going to either be sued, put on leave, fired, their pensions taken. God forbid they do something. We know that from many cops here. They can't do anything. And the cops in New York have to call and get permission. Right. And I'm sure that's all over the country. And
it's the same thing with the school shooter, because the narrative is kind of like, well, you know, there's so much violence against trans people that it's almost no wonder that this person felt they had to, you know, explode in rage, right? And we got to stop the violence against trans people. So it's the shifting of this common sense thought process, and it allows them to implement control systems.
Yeah, and I did notice the study that was up and that was pretty much available, even if you Googled it, just 2 weeks ago is gone, about transgender violence. First of all, it's a very low number of transgenders that have been murdered. Second of all, the vast majority of murders of transgenders are also happen to be people that work in the sex industry and are prostitutes or otherwise sex workers. So again, whether you're transgender or you are heterosexual and you are working in the sex industry, especially prostitution, your odds of being murdered are far higher than of anyone else. It is the most dangerous thing you can possibly do with your life out there. And most people are aware of this, but now they're conflating that. And the second largest cause of death and murder, or murder, because death is suicide of transgenders, is domestic violence. So there aren't right-wing Christians and law-abiding, Republicans hunting transgenders out there. That is not true. But again, like everything else, that was a big study. It was online. I Googled it 2 hours ago. It is gone. I can't find it. If anyone can find it, send it to me, please, because that's also another lie, but it's a dangerous lie. If they want to talk about that, they should probably talk about, because, AOC and the Democratic Socialists of America want to make sex work, prostitution, et cetera, legal. And no matter how you feel about that, it is still one of the most dangerous, terrifying things you could possibly do with your life. And it's very hard to get out once you get in. And a lot of those people are trafficked and they didn't go in there willingly and they can't get out. So again, it's conflating multiple issues for an outcome that's not even real. Hello, Bezmenov. But I do want to get into what we're saying. But I do, honestly, they expect you not to read the bills. If we want to take back our country, like Rob and I always say, and I say in a lot of my speeches, you should know every single elected official that works in your county. You're just your county. And you should be checking in with them regularly on what they're doing. Every docket you see for every meeting, every bill, you should be looking at what they're spending money on. Are they spending money on things that are turning you into a track and trace surveilled county or city or town? Because I bet they are right now. Is there Agenda 2030 or UN or World Economic Forum language or partners involved in your local budgeting, your local contracts? I mean, there's so much you can be looking at yourself, but you should read these bills too.
That goes to, I think that goes to, we talked about this a lot when we were in Tulsa, which is that people should expect to have, that there's going to be some sacrifices because we are in a war. And luckily, you know, we don't have bullets flying over our head and bombs being dropped, you know, to just destroying cities. But sacrifice is critical to winning any battle. Sacrifice is critical to being successful in a job.
Yeah.
Sacrifice is critical to being successful in a marriage. So, and raising your children. So we're going to have to sacrifice, you know, to retake our country, and everyone alive that cares about this country should understand that.
Yeah. And get involved in your house. And also we have to, a lot is coming out about January 6th. We're actually going to talk about it in the next show. We're going to be doing more of these shows because I really, there's so little information being put out there. And I really do, Rob and I really do feel like on a scale, we are winning because too many people are awake. And it's not just, you know, I think the whole two-party system is a total fraud to divide us. But I also, I believe that if we get rid of the monikers and the parties and all of this and just meet each other as human beings, that's why I keep calling for an Americans Anonymous meeting to be in every community in the country where you leave your labels and your background and everything outside and you come in just as Mel K or Rob K. And that's it. I don't want to know anything else about you. I just want to know where we meet. On the same ground. So,
right. Yeah. Common ground. I mean, you've been talking about that a lot and it's critical because, you know, anyone who has any humanity in them should try to understand, you know, should be able to understand that. And that's where we need to break through. So,
yeah. Let's talk about the Restrict Act, because this is another one of these things. And
I just want to say one thing before the Restrict Act, because this is TikTok. So they wanted to ban it and then it was brought back in. And now we're seeing that all of these platforms create division, and now they're the other side, because this trans day of vengeance, right? So now they're pulling those down. It's like, yeah, we should pull those down, right? A common sense person would say, you know, you're right. We do need to control this hate speech. So now the hate speech is coming from both sides, right?
Oh my God!
Our hate speech was kind of not real hate speech. Their hate speech is real hate speech. So it gets very confusing. That's what we try to kind of bring you
right
above the fray.
Well, the accounts that were being pulled down on Twitter were people on the conservative side or the libertarian side or just the sanity side saying, pointing out that there's a trans day of vengeance coming in 2 days. It's been promoted for months online, on TikTok, everywhere. And the truth of the matter is that it wasn't the people that are posting about it that are joining that group, the trans people and the LGBTQ plus folks that are supporting it in Hollywood, that's supporting Madonna and all them and Reese Witherspoon. They're all supporting this. No. They were taking down the people that were posting that it was scary and dangerous.
They were reporting on it, basically. So it's like, right. Shut down the narrative.
Right. So again, it's the same thing. It's the same people. That's why I'm saying the NGOs, the intelligence agencies, the DNC, the operatives, the useful idiots, the globalist, elitist people all over there. Are they gone? Apparently not. But I also want to say, for the record, Rob, and for the people out there, if you do not know by now, we've done shows on it, certainly on my purged YouTube, there were shows on it. It is my firm belief that all of the social media are all used to spy on the American people. They all, going back to Snowden and the back doors, almost all of the software, especially, we know this from a lot of great reporting by multiple people, Whitney Webb and on the last American Vagabond, there's a bunch of stuff in her work too. And I have to tell you, a lot of this software not only comes from, it was financed by DARPA and InQtel, including Google and Facebook and Twitter, and also by the globalist agencies, but a lot of them have back doors that foreign nations have, including foreign intelligence agencies, MI6, Mossad, RCIA, National Endowment for Democracy, all the USAID, you know, so all of the online platforms. So I understand the TikTok thing, but again, I am not of the ilk, at least at this point in my life, where I think, well, we're America, so we can do it. And I don't think anyone should be doing it, because I did just see this morning, and I was very disturbed. I believe that this USAID and National Endowment for Democracy have been used for decades. One of them is a kind of a front for the CIA, and the other one is a appears to me USAID, which is now run by somebody I think is the most dangerous, probably the most dangerous woman in the administration, Samantha Power. They are funding and they subvert foreign countries by fomenting color revolutions. This is not something I'm saying. It's provable. Do your own research. That is what they do. But I did see this morning, and I want to warn people that are following this storyline, is that Joe Biden, in his new budget, has put in there $690 million in spending for what he describes as efforts to support democracy around the world, as well as $9.5 billion from Congress to do the same through USAID and National Endowment for Democracy and other groups. They are claiming, as they have in their fraudulent Summit for Democracy, it's just a globalist BS money laundering, money transfer nonsense. But they're saying that they are putting in, again, taxpayer dollars to the tune of $9.5 billion. And then $690 million just for U.S. aid to go into foreign nations that they select, and basically do regime change and other protections of human rights to support democracies, not autocracies, and to go in and support in those nations free and independent media. Of course, we'll get into the... we'll get into the Restrict Act and how much Joe Biden and his friends care about free and independent media in America. Strengthen information integrity.
Oh, yes, fight of course.
Misinformation and disinformation and malinformation in foreign companies. Fight corruption at U.S. Treasury to unmask shell companies. They should start with the Biden family probably there. And to bolster human rights and democratic reforms, including free and fair elections in foreign nations. You can't make this stuff up at this point.
No, you can't.
I mean, the level to which we, the people, are just continually treated like total morons is shocking. Please, everyone that's watching this, educate yourself on what National Endowment for Democracy and USAID has been doing at least for the last 50 years.
And you're not crazy, and you're not alone.
And listen, I do not think that the United States should be going into sovereign foreign nations under any circumstance unless there is a true reason. We should not be going in after our National Endowment for Democracy, CIA, USAID, and a whole bunch of NGOs controlled by George Soros and the globalist oligarchy go into countries 2 years before they have an overthrow, like the Maidan Revolution in 2014, certainly what happened in Yugoslavia, in Serbia, in Albania, in Syria, in Iraq. You know, I mean, how many times are we going to be fooled by color revolutions that we, the people of the United States taxpayers, are financing and we don't even know about? And by the time they put all their money in and the Smith Modernization Act doubled down on it to convince we, the people, that we are going into foreign nations for just causes, only to find out 15 years later there was no just cause to go in. And the same criminals that got rich off of all the other ones rebuilding those nations pocketed our money. I'm still looking forward to somebody auditing the last 20 years of dark money, Pentagon, military industrial complex, to find out where all our money's gone to the tune of billions and billions of dollars. So here we have the Restrict Act, folks. This is not about TikTok, first and foremost. And again, Rob, don't we love it when they say bipartisan? There's no such thing right now in DC as bipartisan, folks. It's a captured entity and a total lie. But so anyway, the Restrict Act, for all of you that don't know, I'm sure by the time you see this, you will. But I did want to read some of the language because I saw Tucker reported on it and some people can't do it. So I want you to be informed when people say, well, we should get rid of TikTok because, you know, the CCP is doing this and that. Yeah, maybe so. but a lot of our social media is really dangerous. But the Restrict Act is neither of these things. This is basically, the Patriot Act is the most unconstitutional thing, I think, after the Federal Reserve Act ever passed and presented to the American people that is in effect, and that the Patriot Act to me should be destroyed, and the people behind it should be have to account for why they actually implemented it or wrote it 2 years before 9/11. So the Restrict Act says in it that the United States, President of the United States, can go after anyone that the powers that be, meaning the President of the United States, through the Commerce Department. And not too long ago, he tried to put in a woman in the Commerce Department. It was a straight up communist that she didn't get in, thank God. What was that for? That was for the comptroller. Remember that lady that he wanted to put in?
Yeah, not the comptroller. Yeah, exactly.
It was like
yeah.
a straight up communist. Right. Yep. So anyway, so the Restrict Act says this, Rob. The Restrict Act says the Secretary of Commerce, I don't even know who that is right now, but if it's like any of the other people he's putting up, it's like somebody who knows nothing about what a woman is, or the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, or the Constitution. So we'll have to check out the Secretary of Commerce. The Secretary of Commerce, in consultation with the relevant executive departments and agency heads, I'm sure all picked during the DEI overthrow of Susan Rice, is authorized to and shall take action to identify, deter, disrupt, prevent, prohibit, investigate, or otherwise mitigate, including by negotiating, entering into, or imposing and enforcing any mitigation measures to address any risk, remember any risk arising from any covered transaction by any person or with respect to any property subject to jurisdiction of the United States that the Secretary determines, one, poses an undue or unacceptable risk of A, sabotage or subversion of design, integrity, manufacturing, production, distribution, installation, operation, or maintenance of information and communications technology products and services in the United States. B, catastrophic effects on the security or resilience of the critical infrastructure or digital economy of the United States. C, interfering in or altering the results or reported results of a federal election
as determined in coordination
with the Attorney General, the DNI, and the Secretary of Treasury and the Federal Elections Commission, all of whom I fully believe this Restrict Act is set up to go into effect before 2024 election by design. But if you look at that whole thing about federal elections, all of whom he's talking about are in office right now. So, you know, yeah, that sounds good and all, but just remember that this, they want to fast track this before 2023.
Yeah, so think about it. If they can get the useful idiots to cause havoc over their day of vengeance, the trans day of vengeance, then people might, you know, rally around the concept of, you know, what we would, you know, this type of Restrict Act. Right.
Yeah. And the last part of this one, this is for that they can do anything to anyone that does any of this, that it's labeled here. And it's all very vague. The last one is the serious, scariest one, because remember, a lot of the Twitter files found that the U.S. government, the Biden regime, the DOJ, CISA, FBI, everyone that was infiltrating Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and everyone to spy on us. The domestic terrorists and the narrative buckers, they called domestic terrorists, but a lot of us were called foreign Russian bots, foreign nationals, when it turned out that wasn't true. And we found that out. But so it says also coercive or criminal activities by a foreign adversary that are designed to undermine democratic processes and institutions or steer policy regulatory decision in favor of strategic objectives of a foreign adversary to the detriment of national security of the United States, in coordination again with the Attorney General, DNI, Secretary of Treasury, that would be Janet Yellen, and the Federal Election Commission. Again, this is all they want to fast track this in now before the 2024 election, folks. And you should really pay attention to that, because for 5 years, you were told that Trump was an asset of Russia, and that the Russians had hacked the 2016 election, and that the Russians had hacked Hillary Clinton's server, and that the Russians gave information to WikiLeaks, none of which was true. But they can say that now and shut down anything, but also otherwise poses an undue or unacceptable risk to the national security of the United States or the safety of the United States. Okay, now this is when it gets nuts. And I want everyone to pay attention to what this says here. And just remember that this is a bipartisan bill by the Uniparty to take away more of our freedom. It is the Patriot Act on steroids 2.0. And it is so unconstitutional and should be outrageous to everyone out there. Anyone defending this bill, just like the Build Back Better bill, the infrastructure bill, which we don't have time to get into, the expansion of the EPA, and John Kerry saying that we are going to have a whole bunch of executive orders in the next 6 months that take away more of our rights and our energy and our future. But anyway, this says that this bill will have jurisdiction over all wireless local area networks, mobile networks, any software, hardware, any product or service integral to data hosting or computer services that use, process, or retain, or is expected to use, process, or retain sensitive personal data with respect to greater than a million persons in the United States at any point during the year period preceding the date on which the covered transaction is referred to the secretary for review by the secretary initiatives covered above. Second, internet hosting services. Third, cloud-based or distributed computing and data storage. Hello, blockchain. Five, machine learning, predictive analytics, data science products and services, including those involved in provision or services to assist a party utilize, manage, or maintain open source software, managed services, content delivery services, internet or network-enabled sensors, webcams, endpoint surveillance or monitoring devices, modems, home network devices that have been used or sold to persons in the United States during the year period preceding the date of the transaction that they are investigating. Software designed or used primarily for connecting with and communicating via the internet at any point during the year period preceding this date. Also says here, including desktop applications, mobile applications, gaming applications, payment applications, web-based applications. And then on top of that, Rob, we should all know that this totalitarian, CCP-backed, one-world government, uniparty in D.C. says, you want to know why they investigated you? Nope, not going to be allowed, because the worst part of the bill, kids, which I still can't get any answers from Twitter, why I'm the only person I know still not reinstated. But worst part here, if you want to know from the government why your company, your business, your show, your channel, your network, your anything that has to do with you, your iPhone, your software was taken down, taken away, your cloud server, all of it gone, whatever. You want to know why? Nope, because in this bill, it says no right of access. In general, no provision of the Restrict Act shall be construed to create a right to obtain access to information in the possession of the federal government that was considered in making a determination under this act that a transaction is a covered transaction or interest, or to prohibit, mitigate, or take action against a covered transaction, transaction being the reason for which they took you down, silenced you, censored you, or imprisoned you, folks, because that is part of the mitigation process in the Restrict Act, or interest to prohibit, mitigate, or take action against a covered transaction or interest, including any classified national security information or sensitive but unclassified information. Inapplicability of FOIA. We all know FOIA is what journalists get, Freedom of Information Act, that's supposed to be our right. In the Restrict Act, there's no, they put in inapplicability of FOIA. Any information submitted to the federal government by a party to a covered transaction in according with the Restrict Act, as well as any information the federal government may create relating to the review of the covered transaction, is exempt from disclosure under Section 552 of Title V, United States Code, Freedom of Information Act.
Seems to me like, well, so you have to look at this in totality, right? They're basically saying that anything that anyone does in the digital world in any way, shape, or form is under their purview. And if they deem it to be, whatever, they could call it dangerous and for any reason or no reason whatsoever, and they can act on that and you will never know. So this is really, it seems like they're trying to plug some holes because we're finding out so much information now, right? So the FOIA thing, they don't want any of that out there. There's no accountability whatsoever. And this is really extraordinarily overreaching. And so you take a step back, and what they're telling people is that TikTok is a spying mechanism. So we need to get rid of TikTok and put these protections in place. That's not what they're doing.
No. And I just want people to know, I don't always read like full bills, but I want you to go read this bill. Okay. It's out there. Anyone that is supporting this bill is taking the unconstitutional disgrace that is the Patriot Act and doubling down. Because I will tell you right now, if you read this bill like I did and you go through it and you really look at what the language is saying, they could take Fox News off the air. They could imprison Tucker Carlson if they wanted to. They could imprison any one of us, which they already can, because they have most people that have been purged from YouTube and other places are already on a domestic terrorist list. We have a bunch of friends that every time they go to the airport, they're pulled aside by TSA and they don't know why, but they got an SSSS on the bottom of their boarding pass and it means something. But I will tell you, this would also end, I assure you, Truth Social, Gab, Getter, GiveSendGo. This would target any of these groups that they've put together for election integrity. It would target all of the groups that almost every channel. It would definitely target Rumble. I mean, people have to understand the level of evil we are dealing with here.
Also, what it does is it, by the very nature of getting rid of opposition platforms, if you will, opposition to truth, not Truth Social, but like common sense reality, that it consolidates all of that power into their hands, whatever their
right hands whoever's are. There
right
well so, I, you know and Rob I firmly believe when you say that, I think it's important for people to understand what I and this is from me. There's a lot of people out there saying whatever they're saying. I have my own information, my own things I get to see, my own research, my own friends that are trying to save America. And that's just our group, me and Rob. We travel around. We have great people that we really trust, that we believe do know what's going on. They're scared for America, the people at the very top. So, we can win this war, but we're in a war. And right now the battle is about information. It's about truth. It's about the Saul Alinsky upside down. Just watch what they did, like we were talking about earlier, in the last 48 hours, conflating things all over the place. So, what we really want you to know, in my opinion, at least, Rob can comment too, is I believe that the goal is to disrupt everything before the 2024 election. I believe that they want as much chaos, as much violence, as much disarray. They are already in bed, the globalists, whoever the installed regime, are not working for we the people. They do not care about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. I believe that the total goal right now is to have a one-party system installed in DC, whether we the people like it or not, through fraudulent elections and manipulating the populace and race wars and violence and every way they can. I believe that they will do whatever they can over the next 6 to 8 months to cause as much chaos as they can to subvert the 2024 election and any chance for we the people. And that's why we got to double down on the armor of God, on the pushing out of truth, on the being heard, on the being fearless. Freedom over fear has to be the motto, because we can win this. There are way more of us, but the people that are controlling the Biden administration and the oligarchy, billionaire globalists, multinationals, banking cartel elite, do not want America to exist anymore, folks. It's called global governance. It's in all of their paperwork. I've done shows on the UNR Common Agenda and the global governance plans of the BIS and the central bank digital currency and the digital ID and the WHO and how it all works together. Well, whoever installed the people in D.C., we know about the Soros money and the Zuckerbucks. We didn't even get to it. By the way, please go back and watch my show from yesterday. It is the guy who gave James O'Keefe a lot of that data about the Zuckerberg and Act Blue. Really important that we straighten this out, what's going on with our election. But I firmly believe that they want a one-party system because a one-party system is communism. And that one party, these useful idiots, that Democratic Socialists of America and the O'Biden regime, think that they'll be that party. I believe that party will be the CCP. So, you know, well, and the, you know, a lot and of the CCP in now in bed with Iran and Russia. So the party that will that is putting in the Restrict Act and the Infrastructure Act and the ending our oil and gas and fuel and destroying our dollar and the controlled demolition of America. They want a one party system by any means necessary. And they are in cahoots with the fraudulent United Nations and the Fourth Reich that runs it. And they are at a place where I am very worried about them causing as much violence and chaos and no law and order and insanity that they call this fraudulent USAID, NED, color revolution thing called responsibility to protect. And they get their one world military, NATO, to come to our soil. So right now, we the people have to be braver and bolder and get rid of your party. Put on the armor of God, be an American for your children and your future first. Listen to the Bezmenov thing, realize what's happening, because listen, a one-party system without God is the goal. I fully and firmly believe that Joe Biden is so compromised, was placed there by the CCP. And like we said on the show with Cash, we need to look at every financial transaction between any member of the CCP and any member of that executive branch. And the Senate and the Congress. Listen, I love the Chinese people. They are not in any better shape than us. But I'm telling you right now, Joe Biden just handed the United States on a platter carved up to the Chinese Communist Party. And everyone on planet Earth knows it. And let me tell you something. A lot of people out there saying, you know, Xi and Trump and Putin. And listen, if there was a great alliance of foreign powers that Trump was involved in trying to fix this planet, rule number one was take out Donald Trump. Okay. So by taking out Donald Trump, now these people don't want anything to do with America. They're done. So all I'm saying is now or never, folks. Rob, any last words? I feel positive, but I am saying, you know, it's funny. We were on Elijah's streams and I love Steve. I love Steve. This guy's the sweetest guy. He's got the best audience. But I just said to him at the end of the show, I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm not bringing negativity. I just want people to feel like, you know, they have a voice, they have the power, they got to get out there, stop being intimidated by the Bezmenov, you know, demoralization and all everything that they've done to us with the propaganda and the pandemic and all of this. Take back your sovereignty and your freedom and liberty from the inside and stand up together with your neighbors and get out there town by town, city by city, county by county, and say, this is our country and we are going to save it together. We can deal with the three issues that always are the problem on the other side. But if we don't have a country, none of these issues matter. So, Rob, take it away.
One thing I wanted to say is that as it relates to the CCP, I think and the I'll call them, you know, the elitists or whatever they like to call themselves, the Davos crew, the tech, you know, oligarchs. They've talked about the CCP because they like the control mechanism. They're organized and they run a very big country and they have all these controls in place. So I think they're using the CCP as a control, you know, as a system, right? And I mean, that's my opinion, the way I see it. So that's one thing. So it's, when we say the CCP, we're really,
talking about
the whole global control mechanism. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, because I just want to clarify for myself, and I'm asking you because, you know, you're my regular asker. So just for the audience and for me, I agree to a certain extent with what you're saying, that the people, the elitist oligarchy, billionaire, trillionaire class, the multinationals that are in bed with, you know, BlackRock and Open Society and all the ones, Gates Foundation, all the one, all the American, you know, wing of that crew, the Clintons, everyone, all the presidents. I think they believe that they are part of that one world oligarchy, billionaire, trillionaire, globalist class. They are pushing for global governance through the Council of Foreign Relations, which they're all members of, through the trilateral, through all of their secret societies and their uppity meetings and their, you know, think tank events and their galas in DC. They're all talking about global governance, global citizenship. What they're not talking about is what that looks like for the average American citizen. It looks like top-down communism, equity, universal basic income, no freedom, central bank digital currency. So I agree with you on that. But the other part is, like I keep saying, the CCP is in control of the World Health Organization and the UN at the very highest level. So again, I do feel that you're right. And I kind of think that these, that because we saw Klaus Schwab not too long ago, as we have seen Kissinger, Soros, until Soros got scared that Xi no longer was playing with the American oligarchy or the Davos crew like he was in the past. But we've seen Bill Gates, Rockefeller, Rothschild, Clinton, a lot of these people, Joe Biden, talk about how the way that the CCO, Eric Schmidt, you know, Gates, the way that the CCP organized their society, meaning communism and their people,
right,
the ideal model for the world. Klaus Schwab just said it 2 months ago on stage at Davos. So is that what you mean by the CCP model more than
yes,
just the
yes,
CCP?
Yes, I do.
I
know that they like to game out these things and they'd like to do test beds all over the world of different things, you know, to see what works and what doesn't. And because the CCP did it really successfully with a large, you know, economy and a large population, so they've been trying to model that, you know, across the world, and they're using their people, you know, across the world to do that. And the other thing I'd like to say is that, you know, at some point everyone becomes a useful idiot. You know these systems tend to eat their own over time. So if you know, when people, you know, even that might have, you know, 10 million or 100 million and or, you know, we've seen it in China. If you start to veer from the party and or the narrative, you know, then you can be disappeared. So,
or so Johnny really, Lai, that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, and if, you know, you're not in favor, if they don't think they can win with you, they're going to throw you under the bus and disappear you and, you know, really? Under the, they'll throw you under a crane, you know? So yeah, I mean that's why we talk about the stakes on the table, right? It's not, you can't just put your head down and not be affected. Eventually you will be affected. So yeah, I mean, when we talk about, you know, what we can do, I mean, a big part, I feel like they're looking for that is it the Reichstag, you know, that moment where
they already,
you know,
did it that on January 6th.
Well, maybe they're trying to up the game. They want, you know. So I think, you know, it may be not until we have, you know, a million people in Washington and 100,000 people in each state capital showing up every weekend that we can, you know, that. So we need to organize. We need to be smart. We need to be fearless. We need to trust our own instincts. We need to be able to, you know, take care of our families and friends. And we need to just resist, you know, the anger and fear, you know. A lot of this can be done with love and understanding and compassion, but we need to be absolutely resolute in the truth that is in front of us and not be swayed by the propaganda and the mind control aspect of it.
Yeah, and I think I firmly believe, and I believe it will be proven. I've been saying it for now almost 3 years. January 6th was an inside job. It will be proven, in my opinion. But again, it did do its job. A lot of people don't want to show up. They're scared. They feel like peaceful protesting will be infiltrated by our agencies, as it was. And it was on a massive scale, folks, not just the FBI and informants, the Capitol Police and other agencies were all in there. We're going to find out. It will come to fruition, but not if they pass the Restrict Act. OK, so that's why this Restrict Act is an act of war against we, the people of the United States, psychologically. This would be the shutting down of all information. We had Durham put out things this week. We had other good things come out. We found out that CNN has lost 61% of its audience. That's called winning. But that's why they're up in this stuff. This Restrict Act is the end of freedom of information, the First Amendment, everything. And it also can shut down people. And it has, because of the language in it is so vague. You heard me saying any could mean anything. So it's saying right. any
mitigation. That's how they do it. That's why there's all the, that almost our entire government is lawyers, because they learn how to write right. in a certain way so that they can basically
yeah, you
got
to read these
want.
Bills to see yeah. what they're up to. You really have yeah. to read these the bills that they're proposing for red flag laws, the bills that they're proposing for this Restrict Act. These people that are writing these know exactly what they're doing, and it's not them writing them. It's right. think tanks and poison Ivy League lawyers and people that work in these DC law firms that are funded by foreign nations, China, Qatar, you know, Russia, oligarchs, who knows who. But these are all against the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and our country. And like Bezmenov said, they want to get you to a place where you not only won't, but don't defend your family, your freedom, your community, your country at all.
And we are there, and
that is why right. I say January 6th was an operation to stop people from showing up to protest peacefully, which is our right, which is what changed everything. If you go back and you look at videos of the protests of Vietnam, they're huge. huge. And they weren't even that effective. But right now we got to really just start showing up again. And again, stay peaceful, because these guys got plans. They want us to be violent.
Yes,
they want us to be violent.
Yeah, that's
folks.
A really important point. And I know a lot of people resist that.
Once we go to violence, they will go full. I saw this TikTok of it was sent to me. I'm not even on TikTok, but it was sent to me of a young soldier. I couldn't tell if it was a girl or a boy. I think it had him, her, but it looked like a girl. I'm not sure, but I can't say. But I will tell you that she was speaking and she said, if they call martial law and you walk out of your house, I have no problem shooting you right then and there. And I shared that online because I thought, oh, great. Well, they purged the patriots and the people that are fighting for the Constitution in the United States for this person. And,
well,
you know,
we're
having all kinds of incidents and training and everything. So just we really have to remember that we have the power. We, the people, need to show up. We need to organize. We need to be smart. Always film everything, everyone, all the time. This is it's very important that we send it to friends first before they come. We have to learn the lessons of January 6th. They played it their way with their January 6th fraud committee. All those people, in my opinion, belong in jail. But I will say, though, a document that I saw the other day, and then I'll stop, that I talked about from that CCP document. Anyone wants to think of it, it's pretty scary. But what it does say is that they learned a lot of lessons from the failures of Hitler, and that, you know, they went through all the reasons Hitler failed. Other than that, the Chinese think that they are the actual superior race on the planet, but that's a whole nother story. They think the Aryan race was they laugh about it. Like, no, that's
it's
us.
Like the JV squad.
Right. Yeah, that's how the CCP speaks. But I will tell you, they went through every way that Hitler failed and rewrote every way that they won't. So we should write down every way that January 6th failed and make sure that we are prepared so that we don't.
Yes. I mean, that's a big thing of, you know, first of all, you know, what do? We're constantly pouring through information. We're constantly speaking out and traveling, meeting people. We're talking to people. We're organizing. We're trying to bring different solutions, whether it's an election integrity or, you know, local level stuff.
Oh, great. I'm so sorry. Oh, great. I just, because you said that, I thought, oh, we didn't even tell them anything we're doing.
Right. Yeah. So
we're going way too long and I forgot to tell anyone. And
yeah, we got to wrap, but let's, you know, first of all, I want to say that if you like what we do, you know, please support us. All of this is full time for us, 24/7, 365, and we're not stopping. You can go to our partners page. I'm wearing my slippers right now. There's all kinds of great stuff on MyPillow and my store and all of our partners. So all of that supports us, and we really appreciate everyone who's out there that does support us, because it makes us able to do what we do.
And we also try to put out 2 fresh shows every day. We can't do this show a lot. I don't know if you guys are going to like this show. We're kind of babbling on. We haven't done a live show in a long time. I want to do a lot more of them. I really just was so disturbed by this Restrict Act that I said to Rob, we got to jump on and warn people. And it's not as much the Restrict Act as the big picture of what the uniparty bipartisan looks like right now in DC. The whole thing is a disgrace. And it's this Restrict Act is, to me, the entire cesspool swamp personified of what they think of we, the people of the United States of America, which are the majority of us. Rob and I really love meeting people. We go everywhere. Like he said, we were just in Austin. We were anywhere you think is super blue. I assure you, we have yet to go anywhere that we weren't surrounded by patriots that didn't give a crap were R or D or what. They just know something's wrong in America and they want to be a part of the solution. We've gone to more events lately that have nothing to do with Republican. Honestly, have nothing to do with Trump or MAGA or any of that. They have to do with something's wrong in this country and we want to be a part of the solution. So that's really where we go. So we do show up if you want to be in touch with us and want us to show up and talk to people or answer questions. I can talk about anything that I talk about. Especially the global governance, global control. That is really my my biggest topic that I want people to understand. The war is not in America. The war is global. And the group of people that are pulling the strings, the puppet masters, are a small group compared to the rest of us. We're seeing it all over the world. Unfortunately, a lot of other nations are stepping up publicly. And America is still, I believe, has a little PTSD probably from January 6th that we need to shake and help each other, give each other a hand up to get back out there.
I just want to say that you probably won't say it, but Mel's going to be honored April
29th. Oh, God, 29th. Please don't say that.
No, but it's nice, right?
It's
a conservative women's voices, and she's going to be a speaker there. It's going to be in West Palm Beach, and Tom Holman is going to be the keynote. So, again, this is another opportunity.
I was just
going to
present it as a great.
I know, but it is what it is. It's not.
Well, it's a great opportunity to get together. These people that were doing the event, it's April 29th in West Palm Beach, Florida. You can find it on our events page. Yep. It's going to be really fun. And I'm going to meet everyone and talk to everyone. I'm going to speak. Tom Holman speaking. There's other guests that will be announced that are coming too that are awesome. So please join us there. Also very, very, very important. We are going to be doing an amazing event at Trump Doral. That's the 12th and 13th of May. We have a lot of special guests that we are not announced, but all the people that are announced, you can find on our partners page under events. Please join us at Trump Doral. It's going to be the best of we've ever had of the Reawakened Tour. It's going to, you know, of course, we travel with General Flynn and Clay Clark, but we got Kash Patel. We got Devin Nunes. We got, so many great people are coming to this one. We got Eric Trump. We got the Trumps. We got all kinds of amazing patriots that are the best of the best out there. And if you use Mel K code, you go to the Mel K meet and greet, and I take pictures and hug and talk to every single one of you that come and show up. Anyone that's been there before knows that. Rob and I love meeting people.
Please join us
at Trump Doral. I think there's only a handful of tickets left. So please go to our partners page events, go there. We have another event also, Reawaken America Tour, Doubling Down, August in Vegas, which will be super fun. We have other events in Nashville, in Idaho, in Florida, possibly in the Northeast. We're going to be traveling all summer. So if you're on the road, let us know. We're happy to show up wherever we're needed. And again, we try to put out 2 shows every day of new content on Rumble and BitChute and a bunch of other platforms. So if you are watching this on YouTube, please, please go over. I have been banned from YouTube for almost 3 years. I never appealed it because I didn't want to go back on YouTube after they kicked me off for having on America's Frontline Doctors, especially Dr. Zelenko. So I rebuilt from scratch over at Rumble. So if you are watching this on YouTube, please go to Rumble. One last thing I got to remind people, I am not on Telegram. Okay. And I get a lot of emails with people telling me that they follow me on Telegram and that I share other content creators' shows. I have never, ever, ever shared any other content creators' shows. I don't even watch the people that are apparently being promoted on the Mel Kay Show and the Mel Kay Show 1 on Telegram. That is not me. I have never shared anyone else's shows. I certainly do not sell on Telegram anything. And I get a lot of emails from people saying that they follow me on Telegram. What do I think of this guy's intel or that guy's show? I don't know those people. If they are not on the Mel Kay Show, I do not know them. I do not watch their shows. Okay. So please, please, please know that you're being deceived over at Telegram. Unsubscribe. We have one channel over there that I have nothing to do with. My guys post for people. It's the Mel Kay Show channel. It says channel. And that is where my awesome...
We just put up our shows.
Right. My awesome IT team puts up only this show, only the Mel Kay Show. So please, anyone that's being deceived at Telegram, I get a lot of emails. I do not know. I can't take it down. I hear that this is owned by Russian oligarchs and that they don't take down anything. I've tried for now 2 years to get those Telegram channels removed. They will not remove them. I actually did start a channel on Instagram. It's the Mel Kay Show on Instagram. It's brand new. We've only been there about 2 months. We're figuring it out, but hopefully it'll last
after this show.
And
we're just trying. You know, we want to be on the battlefields.
Well,
where
I
want to
deal with the people more. I only like my audience.
Right.
I mean, I have the best audience in the world and I want to interact more. We've got some new team players who are going to help us do live Q&As. We're going to get behind the .TV, the locals, all of that. We're going to start just interacting with you guys more. So anywhere you want us to show up, we will show up because we love the people. We love this country. This is the most beautiful country in the world. Join us on the road this summer. And thank you so much. I had to restart Twitter from zero, all you complainers that got your channels back. God bless you all, but I had to start from zero. So it's Mel Kay Show, no V. If you can join me over there, great. I don't think I'll last that long there either, but I'm used to it. So please always go subscribe to the newsletter at themelkayshow.com. We put out stuff there. That's going to be upgraded massively too. We're also looking for patriots that want to help us on the road ahead and patriot products and patriot businesses and all of that. We are really excited to take back America and to help people, really do it themselves and however they can. We got lots of friends out there doing lots of things we're going to share coming up. So if you want to get in touch with us, feel free. We're very accessible. And last words, Roberto.
I just want to thank everyone out there. We really do. We love you and we appreciate you. We love to see you in person. We appreciate all the support and we couldn't do it without you. We are fully committed to this mission, no matter what. No matter where it takes us, we know we're going to win this battle. We know there's so much more of us than there are of them. We just need the tools, and we are trying to help bring those tools to you and kind of give you just a little bit of guidance from our hard work. So thank you for showing up, standing up, being brave, and trusting in yourself. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you.
God bless you all. Thank you so much, guys. We are very grateful. I have the best audience in the world. And we're a little rusty on our live, but this is one of many ahead because we believe that you deserve the truth. And we're going to do what we can to bring it to you. Thank you so much. Hello, Patriot Pals. I am here again to talk to you about something that's concerning me and it might be concerning you. I would really like everyone to take seriously the Executive Order 14067 and go read it for yourselves. This is about the central bank digital currency. And this would then take all of our banking systems as we know them and put them into a centralized banking system. Central bank digital currency they're talking about is programmable tokens. Programmable tokens attached to a ESG social credit governance score. The central bank digital currency is track and trace money that would be controlled by the private Western central bank, essentially taking our free will to do as we wish with our financial assets. And in turn, the government could watch everything we buy, track and trace every purchase, anything we're investing on. They can then, on that end, go after you with taxes and liens and other financial tools that can really take away your ability to live the life that you choose with life, liberty, pursuit of happiness as you see fit. What we've seen in 2021 and 2022 with the Federal Reserve and the printing of cash is an influx where 40% of the US dollars out there have been printed in the last 2 years, devaluing our dollar dramatically. The rest of the world right now is strongly considering returning back to the gold standard and leaving the reserve currency of the US dollar behind. This has been a result of the sanctions in Russia and other sanctions by our government on foreign countries that no longer trust the US dollar. And I think the best thing we can do is A, know that we have to weather this storm. We have a financial storm brewing. We are going to get through it. America will prevail. But in the meantime, I really am suggesting, as I am doing myself, to protect your savings, protect your 401ks and IRAs. And the great way to do that for me is gold and silver. I've been working with Beverly Hills Precious Metals for a little over 2 years. They've been really great with me and my family and friends. They have experts in different fields and different avenues. And if you go to our partners page and you go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals, you will find a real person who knows exactly what can be done to help you in whatever circumstance you're in, wherever you find yourself. They will meet you there. They will help you come up with a plan. You can have your gold and silver delivered to you. They also have a depository that's insured that you can have your gold and silver there for you. And in the end, I do believe that America will succeed and we will rise again. And this country will return to the greatness and the beauty that we know and love. But in the meantime, we have a storm ahead. It's very uncertain. To learn more, please go to the Mel Kay Show Partners page and find Beverly Hills Precious Metals and contact the experts there to find the best path for you and your family to protect your savings and to prepare for whatever's ahead. God bless you. God bless America. And please take care of your family first.
I'm offering a novel approach that could reduce the complications and even chances of getting infections.
Well, certainly I admired Dr. Zelenko's courage. He was always very honest. He was a hero as far as I'm concerned, and always admired him, appreciated everything he said and did, taking a stand for truth. And he was right. That's the bottom line.
I liked outpatient family medicine, preventive medicine, and trying to keep people away from destructive patterns of behavior over time, and this way prevent them from ending up in the hospital.
So that's where we give people hope and peace of mind, knowing that if you take the Zelenko Labs products on a daily basis, we're going to back it up with the Z-Care promise to connect you with a telehealth visit for free with a licensed physician in all 50 states.
You can take your own care into your own control, into your own hands.
Hi guys, Mel Kay here. I'm very excited to be here with my partners at My Daily Choice, because we are super excited about our CBD line. It keeps growing. I am a big fan of these patriots that are out there. They are producing this in America. They ship it from America. It is totally pure. It is the best I've found. After the last 2 years, guys, of the medical industrial complex and us watching this unfold, we have to realize that natural remedies, things that come from God, are actually the best medicine. What are you guys finding out there from people that respond to you and from how you're using it and what it's doing for your life?
Well, it's changed our lives in a lot of ways. For her, sleep is one thing, mood, overall general health, just so many things. But the reason that works that way is because we all have an endocannabinoid system, which none of us were taught. No. I wasn't taught it in grad school. And it's there to give us homeostasis or balance in our bodies. It controls the other 10 body systems. Wow. So no wonder none of us felt too good, you know? So we hear all kinds of stories all every day about what it's doing for people.
Yeah. And for me, especially, it's great for me for sleep, but also for mood, for kind of staying even keel with energy all day without the ups and downs. And I know I also have had many experiences with different products that you have. The coffee is great. There's a makeup line. I mean, this is an amazing product and I really want everyone to go check it out. You can go to the partners page at the Mel Kay Show and you can see the link to My Daily Choice. And we are very excited to get our health back, to go into this next phase of the awakening and have some great products to use while we're getting on our A game to go back into the summer. So thank you so much, guys. And I will see you next time. And everyone, please go check out the Mel Kay Show at Partners and find the My Daily Choice tab and go check out all the products. There's so many products, you won't even believe it. I really appreciate it. I'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.